And that clock was about, way back, about 1890, I guess.
Mine was pretty well preserved.
And it still runs and strikes and has been, and it was bought with tobacco tags.
Tobacco tags?
Old Brown Mule and Red Apple and things like that. And tobacco, did you ever see how, may not be that old, know how tobacco used to be packed in little boxes about like that? And it'd be two plugs, and I don't know how deep, how many plugs would be in a box, but there would be a tag stuck down in Brown Mule, Red Apple, or Peach, and whatever name. Well, it was tags out of that that Mr. Washington saved and bought that clock with.
Kind of like saving coupons, I guess.
Yeah. That was the kind of coupon they had then.
I see. That's a pretty good clock. Mm. Are you familiar with something that you could use around the yard to carry things from place to place in? You know, you'd have a wheel and pick
a wheelbarrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've worn out two or three of them.
Oh, really? I guess you have. You do as much yard work as you do.
That's
All right, let's see, this is just for pronunciation, but what would you say you do to a pan, a baking pan, if you're going to cook maybe bread or something? You do what to it so it wouldn't stick to the pan?
Grease the pan.
Can you say that again for me?
Grease the pan.
Yeah, I thought might have interfered with it. And, if you did it yesterday, you'd say, yesterday I
greased the pan.
Sure, okay. And if you get that stuff all over your hands, you say your hands are
greasy.
Sure, okay. Just get an occasional one like that for pronunciation. Doesn't seem to make sense, but don't worry about it. What about the inside part of a tire? You know, that inflates, you call that the
inner tube.
Sure. Okay. Something I meant to ask you. Oh, yeah. You said something about your husband, I guess it was your husband, liked to fish every now and then.
That's the children.
Oh, your children,
The Bowers.
Uh-huh.
He never did fish much.
Oh, yeah. Didn't hunt our fish.
No, he didn't. He didn't hunt them fish.
Yeah. Well, what if people around here wanted to go fishing? What kind of fish can they catch?
Catfish and bream. That's about the two, I guess. That
any bass or trout?
Yeah. They have bass.
Do you like to eat fish?
Yeah. But sure don't have any luck in catching them.
Oh, you like to go fishing yourself?
You see this Bailey Lake right out the edge of town that belongs to one of the grandsons. Well, he lives in Leland, but his daddy stays out here a lot. So one day last week I found a lot of cattaga worms. I called him and I said, I'm ready to go fishing. So they came in and got and went out there. His wife caught one fish.
Hmm.
And so he and the grandson, and they kept fishing, and nobody else got any at all. Only his wife got one.
Hmm. Sometimes it works like that. Just don't seem to have much luck.
That's it.